My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Mamma mia, here I go again.
Gotta love it. Paul Hamilton's appearances on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Hopefully your sponsors, Paul, enjoy ABBA covers.
Mike, should I use that as my goal song?
Oh, yeah. I mean, somebody should. Somebody should. What's old is new again. I mean, ABBA had a resurgence, and there's bound to be another one soon.
Yep. Live from the ballpark today. I'm sitting here
yes,
talking to you from the press box.
Very cool. Are you on the broadcast?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
okay. I'm scouting today.
You're taking notes, getting ready.
I always like to scout one game before I do one.
The Bison's starting pitcher today is from Slovakia.
See, I haven't even gotten that far. Well, I got here set up to talk to you, and I haven't read the notes yet.
You don't have to tell anybody that I told you. Just you can just sort of show off. It's his triple A.
Is it Miroslav Shatan's son?
Was Shatan from Bratislava? This pitcher is from Bratislava. I think yes. It's his triple A debut. His last name is spelled Macko, but I'm guessing it might be like Machko or something like that, given his, you know, country of birth. Okay. So was it a good weekend, Paul, with these hockey games, including yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, you know, Lindy Ruff has a standard that he wants to set for this team. And interestingly enough, now he didn't coach them. The Rochester coach always coaches these games. But he's there and he talks to the players when they get here. And he wants to see that style of play throughout the organization. And I think he got through the young kids at least, I'll tell you that. They averaged, I know they only won one game, but they averaged like 37 shots in the three games. They got a little over anxious and passing, and they passed up a lot of opportunities, which is probably why they didn't win more. But they spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. They spent a lot of time in front of the net. They spent a lot of time winning battles along the wall. They were good coming back, and that includes Kulik. I saw Kulik get back and break up some plays too, you know, something that maybe he wasn't real good at before, and things that he's worked on. And he's talked about how he's worked on getting stronger this summer, and you could see it, definitely see it in the battles on the wall. He wasn't shying away from the battles. He was actually going in there winning them. He wasn't shying away from the net, you know, where maybe he was in the past. And, you know, he said that he can feel that he has a little bit more weight on him and stronger, but in a good way. And, you know, so of all the guys I saw, there definitely some talent there. And I see some guys like Ostlund, who I think is going to be an excellent NHL player if he plays anything like he did in this tournament. He had the puck the whole night in every game. He just needs a few things to refine and get a little bigger and stronger. But Kulik probably is the only one I saw who would have a chance to start with the Sabres this year.
And you wrote about this at our website, including Kulik seemingly aware that if he's going to make it, it's going to be as a wing. So the point you make about his performance on the walls and getting stronger. So what are his odds, Paul? We're going to have this conversation now for the next couple of weeks with camp opening tomorrow and then preseason games. Do you think, you know, the odds are good that he will make it?
Well, Lindy Ruff got his first live look at him. Of course, he's seen him on tape. And I would say probably, if you're making me guess, I would say he probably won't make it. But I would have said last year when camp started that Benson's not making the team. I would have said it, like, definitively.
Right.
And he went into training camp and showed them what he could do, and he pushed his way onto the roster, as simple as that. So Kulik could do that. They at least know of him. They've seen him in pro hockey for 2 years. I think they've seen the improvements. He had to go out there and dominate this tournament, and he did just that. He showed that he was the best player on the ice, you know, in all three games, and that's what he needed to do to show, like, all right, now I'm ready to get to the next step. But as you mentioned, I asked him, and he knows that he probably is going to have to play wing, and he said that's fine with him. He doesn't care where he plays. If it's wing, center, he said that's why he works so hard to try to get stronger in case he is on the wing and has to do a lot of battle on the walls and those type of things that maybe he didn't have to do as much at center. Because think of it, in my mind, Mike, I think there's one spot left in the top six. And, you know, if you're just going to go with somebody on the roster, it's either going to be Benson, Zucker, or Greenway. All right. Is Benson going to really improve his second year? Maybe. He was a goal scorer in junior, and I think as he gets more used to the NHL and he gets bigger, I think he can be a goal scorer in the National Hockey.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
League, but is he ready for that role? Is, you know, Zucker, a couple of years ago, scored a bunch of goals with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Is he ready, still able to do that now? You know, so to me, there's a job there. If Kulik comes in and really shows that he's ready to play and pushes his way on the roster, because there's no sense putting Kulik on a line like with Lafferty and Malenstein. That wastes time. You might as well put him in Rochester. If Kulik's going to make the team, I think he needs to be in your top six. And so I think he has a chance to, and he's better do it quick because there's only three camp days before they go to the 3 days of training camp, and then you have a few preseason games, and then off to Germany they go. So and they can take 27 players to Germany. The roster is still 23, but they're allowed to take 27. So I would think Kulik at least will go on the trip. Whether he makes the team or not, we'll have to wait and see.
I am not yet into enough of a hockey shape here where Lafferty and Malenstein doesn't sound like a firm or like the guys in the Muppet Show in the balcony. I'll get there, Paul, but it's still summer over here.
It does sound like a law firm.
I wouldn't want to butt into those two guys either. Like, you know, I like how that stacks up for Kulik. We'll see what happens as you laid it all out. Peyton Krebs, the particular news today, getting a new contract from the Sabres. Anything interesting or surprising about that? And what's his role?
No, that's the good question. You know, what's Lindy Ruff going to do with him? Because I think he was thoroughly confused under Don Granato. I don't think he knew what he was supposed to do. Is he a checking forward? Is he a two-way forward? Is he a guy that can play in the top six? So it's kind of a fresh start from him. But when I look at my depth chart, now my depth chart is not Lindy Ruff's depth chart. He is number 13 on the forward list, which means if we're playing tomorrow, he would not dress in my lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Lindy Ruff might think differently. And are you going to go through training camp and have no injuries? Probably not. I think that's a stretch. So all they would need is one forward injury, and that would put Krebs in the lineup anyway. So it'll be interesting what kind of a role Lindy Ruff has for Peyton Krebs and what he envisions for him.
Paul Hamilton on the Westher Hotline. Camp tomorrow, Saturday preseason. You already did it. Off to Europe after that. 2 weeks from Friday in the afternoon is the opener with the Devils. I have said, you know, there's a lot to like with the Sabres. They're young. Maybe they could have spent some money. But anyway, new scoreboard, new roof. You know, there's always things to look forward to. Maybe Kulik. I'm nostalgic about Lindy, right? Like, what matters most is if he is successful in bringing out the best from this young team. But when I go to my first game, whether that's opening night against LA or a different game, I think I'm going to have a smile on my face thinking about that he's back there.
Yeah, I'm not. I know a lot of folks that I read are all up in arms because the Sabres are $8 million under the cap. I don't think that's a big deal. Tell me who the players are. Now, if we find out that the Sabres turned down a good player because they didn't want to spend the money, that's a whole different ball game. But I'm not convinced that happened. That there was a player there they could have grabbed, and they said, "Nah, we're going to stay $8 million under the cap because that's what we want to do because we're cheap," type of a thing. And so, to me, it's the players that you have. I really don't care how much money they're under the cap. $8 million to me is not that much. You've got four key players you need to sign next year. Now the cap probably will go up next year. How much? Who knows? You know, but you got to sign Paterka, Quinn, Levi. And I'm missing one off the top of my head, and I'm sorry. There's four of them. Oh,
Byram?
Yes, him. So,
bam.
Those are four guys that you're going to have to spend a little bit of money on. So, again, I think you'll have more cap space because I think the cap will go up somewhat. And some of the guys are on one-year contracts. But just to sit there and go out and get eight more players at $1 million each just so you're up against the cap, I just don't see the point of that.
You don't need that. Very good, Paul. Enjoy the Bisons and their Slovakian starting pitcher. And we'll talk again soon. Probably tomorrow, right?
Yes,
I mean, practice.
Thank you for telling me that.
Oh, of course. Anything you need to know. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, we'll be there bright and early at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, good. Cool. Thanks again.
So, yep.
Paul Hamilton down at the ballpark. The Bisons opening their final homestand of the season tonight. You know, who are those guys? It could be a lot of guys, and I don't know either for sure that the Sabres begged off, but I choose to be skeptical when it comes to them. And Nick Ehlers is always rumored, you know, that's one guy that would be a trade, I think, but Line A was not as interesting to me. And then there are the players potentially that you never even hear about as possibilities, but yeah, I don't think it's great. We'll come back after a short break. Bulldog had to leave early, not feeling well. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.